All right, guys. So we're getting vaccines, okay? We're getting it soon. Some people getting it. It's a line of people. You're probably gonna be like way behind, Rachel.
Wow.
Why? Because I'm short. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
But that's not the question. The question is, will you guys take the vaccine when it is available to you, Rachel?
Okay. There's a lot of pressure here. I don't know what's the right answer, but I'm just gonna say, look, I think I might get it, but I'm gonna carry like a super magnet with me. So like upon injection at the injection site, I wanna be sure there's not a camera or some sort of tracking device going under my skin. So I'm gonna have a super magnet with me while I get vaccine.
Wow, you kinda sound like Frank. And speaking of Frank, are you gonna take the vaccine?
Frank!
Guys, just to be frank, I won't even take the test. I'm gonna tell you why, because I heard they actually put like the nano particle on the Q-tip on the end, and when they stick the Q-tip up your nose, they put the nanotechnology right there on your nose.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Damn.
I've got like two of them already.
I'm definitely gonna take it. I'm gonna get like a makeup artist to make me look like an old person, so I could get ahead of the line, because old people are getting it first. So
up.
I'm gonna have someone, Mrs. Doubtfire me. I'm gonna fucking go in there and just like, you know, where's my, can I get my vaccine, please? And stick, and then, you know, I heard one of the vaccines you gotta take twice. So I'll do it twice, stick it in me.
You're gonna be glowing, bro.
Hey man, but I'm gonna be back in the world.
Are you gonna feel good about this afterwards, do you think?
Hey, look, I mean, you know, London got it first. So if they don't have any after side effects, we should be good.
True. Right. But remember, Jamie, London Bridge is also falling down.
Hey. I don't know.
It's the Latinos Out Loud podcast.
It's the holiday spirit. Just gets in me sometimes. It gets in my yo's. It gets in my nose. And I know it gets in you hoes. So here we are.
There's some yo's in this house.
Ooh, I love that. There's some yo's in this house. There's some yo's in this house. Certified freak. 7 days a week. All right, I'm at singing WAP on the Latinos Out Loud podcast. But here we are. It is the LOL podcast, and we're full of LOLs tonight, aren't we, boy?
Oh, man.
Holiday spirit. Hi, it's your friend Rachel. I just want to introduce myself. Some call me La Loca, or some just call me Rachel, or some just don't call me.
Hey, this is Jay Ferns, and it's been 7 days since my last drink.
Wow.
Am I in the right meeting? Am I in the right meeting?
Yeah,
no, you're not.
Okay.
But cheers, as I raise my glass to you.
Yeah. Cheers, everybody. This is Frank Spiracy Nibs, coming at you from the top of Washington Heights.
The tip top.
At a certain elevation level, aren't you?
Yeah, guys, you didn't know Washington Heights is the highest point in the island of Manhattan. So when I say from the top, I actually mean from the top.
It is definitely the highest point. There's like the best weed in New York City from Washington Heights. Tell me that's not a fact, though.
Yo, wow. They call it home of the haze, yo.
Son, home of the haze, home of the hashish.
Yeah, we got the best shit in town.
And you really are, like, where you are, this is becoming an interview with Frank Spiracy, but, like, do you feel elevated where you are? Because aren't you at a very high point of the island of Manhattan yourself?
Of course. So I've always told you, I'm right near the George Washington Bridge. This is actually the highest place in the island of Manhattan. The Indians used to be up here, right where Jamie lives. You have Inwood Park. You have that's where you had like a whole bunch of Indians. That's where the island of Manhattan was actually sold up there, by the way, guys. There's a whole history to it. So Manhattan is the place to be.
And everybody knows George Washington, big weed smoker.
Big time.
Loved it. Loved it. No way.
That's why he was knocking down cherry trees all the time and shit. He was high.
Smoking that cherry haze. That's exciting. Well, it's fun to be here. December is always a fun and weird time, and it's certainly fun and weird this year.
December. I don't know. I mean, the shopping. Has anybody done their Christmas shopping yet? I'm doing this year. I really was like, I want to do it beforehand, and then now I'm just like hoping that.
But wait a minute, you guys ain't buying no presents this year. Be honest, your Christmas list went in half this year, guys. Come on.
There were definitely budget cuts this year. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, the list has gotten a little shorter, but you know, for me, it's different. I have kids, so nothing is really changing in that regard. The stockings still have to be stuffed, and there still has to be gifts under the tree from Santa and from us. So you know, we're figuring that out. But to answer your question, I don't know, shopping for me is way different this year. There's no in-person shopping, which as a female who like seeks retail therapy, I'm like really, really going through it. I don't know about any other females out there who love to Christmas shop, but it's hard. It's not the same.
It's tough. I mean, yeah, I also was, you know, would go to a store like 2 days before Christmas and just, you know, go crazy in one store. Like I'll be in Old Navy, and everybody in my family would get Old Navy gifts because I went, you know, that just happened to be the timing of it. It was perfect timing. This year I'm trying to be creative online. And again, yeah, Frank, it's cut in half. You know, I'm not giving presents to everyone, but you know, the people that I am giving them to, like, I don't know. I don't have any creative gifts in my head right now. Well, I'm about to get my father a toothpick set. I mean, what the hell is that?
Everybody's doing Amazon, man. I walk in my building, man. There's Amazon boxes all over the floor. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't even trust now these delivery people. Like I heard, I know someone who ordered the PS5.
Oh, man.
And got it stolen from a delivery person. The delivery guy took it.
Holy shit.
So I don't even know. Like now I'm nervous that not just that the package is going to end up being late, but that it won't even, someone's going to swipe it from DHL or, you know, USPS or UPS.
I mean, yo, they were going for like a G, man. You know, that delivery guy maybe got, you know, he made 1,000 off of that. You know, he was hustling it, you know?
I respect it. I respect it. You got to do what you got to do.
You know?
But I don't want to be a victim of it. But yeah, well, no, but I got a tree, you guys. I mean, that's a big deal.
Oh,
wow. Oh, congrats. You got a tree. That's a big deal in your household.
It is. Although this year I, because of this year, I was like, look, I'm not in the mood for a big tree. Let's get a small tree. One of these tiny little trees that just, they're in the corner of your apartment, you know? But when you go and buy a tree, you realize like the shitty, ugly tree, small tree is only like $20 less than the big fat tree.
Right.
So of course you got to get the big fat tree. It doesn't make sense to get the shitty tree.
Yo, but they're mad expensive too, Jamie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to pay $100 for
it. Wow. I kept mine from last year, man. I still have it.
Oh, so it's fake? You got a fake
tree? No, it's real. I kept watering it. It's brown.
What the fuck?
Yeah, wait, what?
I kept my old Christmas tree from last year. I kept watering it. And it kind of semi-alive. It's brown.
I've never heard that because my shit was dying like 2 weeks last year.
Nah,
2 weeks into it.
You've preserved your Christmas tree from 2019 and you're going to use it for 2020.
Yep, I kept on watering that.
It still has the needles. It doesn't look like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree at this point.
That shit is brown. I'm going to put the fucking lights and I'm going to send you guys a picture.
This sounds like a tree-spiracy.
Oh, Jimmy! Can you spray paint the needles green at least?
Yo, Rachel, that's a great idea. You gave me some idea. I like that shit. My mom is not even going to know. That's good. I'm going to tell her I bought a new one.
Did y'all ever get like the fake tree back in the day from like Woolworth?
Of course.
You know, course, that shit yes. was like so pointy. Like it was like mini knives that you had to connect. It was like all the leaves were like super sharp. You always got cut.
Yo, you know when Christmas trees jumped the shark for me was 1 year when I was little and we went to Tia Olga's house and her shit was white. I said, there's no way in the world. Yeah,
official shit. When I saw that, that's rich people shit.
There's no way in the world. People be getting fake trees. What? I thought every Christmas tree was supposed to be like chopped down and tied to the roof of the car and brought home, whatnot. A white Christmas tree. Nah, Get the fuck out of here.
Anglo-Saxon tree ain't doing it. No. That's some Melania Trump shit. That's some Melania Trump shit.
White, unless it's like snow. But no, this was like a white pine tree. Yo, but I'll tell you what I did for the first time ever. Okay, I am a fake tree rocker. I'm proud of it. It's cost cutting. I don't have to water it. I can't even care for a chia pet. Like I can't do a Christmas tree. So I got a new fake tree. I got what they call a pencil pine. It's like the latest thing. They're these skinny pencil trees. Pine. They don't occupy, usually I don't like anything pencil, but you know, this is a very skinny pencil tree.
Pine. Pencil pine.
And it doesn't take up a lot of space and it's pretty tall. It's like 5.5 feet high. I got all my ornaments on there and it doesn't take up a lot of space. It takes up about as much space as this Ionic Breeze fan behind me. Mm. Very nice.
You don't miss like the smell of a real tree though?
No, I smell trees enough. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah.
Rachel, you know about the new Elf on the Tree, Elf on the Shelf this year?
Wait, what do you mean the new one? There's another one?
There's a new one. It's Chucky.
I'm still struggling with the first one, which we're gonna talk about later in Momity, but what, come again?
It's the new Chucky. They have like a Chucky one, like a Chucky.
From Child's Play, from the horror film.
I don't know if you ever seen that. They have
He's an elf on the shelf?
Yeah, because he's a 2020 version, by the way. I don't know if you've seen him online.
This little schmuck freaks me out. There's no way I'm putting Chucky on the shelf before I go to sleep. No, thank you. Not signing up. No sirree, Bob.
Guys, have you been doing, speaking of Elf on the Shelf, have you been doing the Instagram thing where you get a tiny famous person and you Photoshop it on your shoulder and it has to rhyme with your name. So, you know, like Elf on a Shelf. So I did Burns on a Ferns with actor, director, Ed Burns.
What?
But a lot of people been just, you know, so like, you know, I'm trying to think Frank, you'd have a lot of choices. I think with Frank, right?
Frank, yeah. What
celebrity that rhymes with Frank that you can be like, blank on a Frank. Or you could just say blank on a Frank.
Oh, that's good. Are there any famous Hanks? Hanks on a Frank?
But then it'd be like Hanks on a Frank.
Hanks on a Frank.
We need like Tom Hanks.
Singular, yeah. We need
Tom Hanks on, oh, it has to be singular. Oh, it's not working. Neither is my brain. I don't know if I can participate. I don't know anything that rhymes with Rachel.
What about Strauss?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mouse, house on a Strauss.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard that one before.
A mouse on a Strauss.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one either.
No, actually, there's a mouse on you right now, Rachel, on your shoulder.
What?
Yeah, what's up?
But that's an interesting fad that's taking place over the gram right now. Frank, I'm surprised you haven't seen it. It's everywhere.
I haven't seen it yet. No, I haven't seen it.
Because Frank's too busy watching the NBA.
Yeah, man, yo. Right now, this is amazing. The NBA season's starting. You know, with Christmas season right now, so I'm
Frank's
just
been hitting me up. Yo, you been watching these Knicks games?
Rachel, I've been seeing Edgar posting online. That's all I'm looking forward to right now. My focus is just on December 22nd, the NBA season starts, guys. It's amazing.
Frank, this year's been bad enough for me. Now I got to start watching Knicks games again?
I mean, they got Obi Toppin, the new rookie. He did fabulous in his first preseason game. It's like a breath of fresh air for the New York fans.
Knicks fans know that doesn't last.
I mean, you know what? The New York area, like, it's buzzing right now. Kyrie and Durant over in Brooklyn, they did a great job on the first preseason game. There's like a buzz in New York. Basketball's coming back into town. This is like a basketball town, and like that vibe is coming back. I'm so happy.
Rachel doesn't care.
What? I'm sorry. I was just taking a quick snooze.
I mean, Rachel cares because I know her husband is one of the biggest Knicks fans.
He is.
Okay.
She's happy.
There it is. That's it. That when there's happiness around, you know, like when I used to come home from a Room 28 show and that buzz was in the air for at least a day and a half, the success of being on stage, everybody in this motherfucking house was happy and getting what they needed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I'd like some reciprocation and the Knicks help with that.
Yep.
Well, they haven't made the playoffs in 8 years, so I don't know where he's getting the happiness from.
I think there's just like satisfaction in like watching the game and the adrenaline. I'm always blown away with how much attention there is to detail when it comes to sports. Amazing. It's really amazing how the facts can just be spewed out and the numbers, but yet a birthday or an anniversary or another date or number that's needed somehow just can't make its way through the brain synapse process.
Maybe we should move on.
Yeah. That's our novella. I always told you, Rachel, that's a male's novella. So, you know, that's how we see the world through sports, unfortunately.
It's all good. Yeah. I joke, but I do love seeing the happiness. And also, I get it. You guys, it's like your hobby, your passion. It's what bonds you. The group texts, you know, the commentary, the, yo, you saw that?
Yeah.
That is so needed. So I joke, but I do feel like it's great to get that old thing back if that's going to bring you guys, you know, to another level or bring you some cheer.
Yep. Rachel, okay. What's up with you? How you been?
Oh, I'm great. I got to quickly shout out HBO Latino and the New York Latino Film Festival for hosting the Latino stand-up competition, the second annual. Last year, Bago and I had the pleasure of working alongside the recently departed Angela Lozada as judges for the competition. It was so cool. It was a great experience. So I'm really happy to have seen that HBO Latino did it again and even bigger and better through this pandemic. Shout out to them for having this very virtual and inclusive experience where the five performers were out in LA and basically performing to screens on screens on screens of their friends, fellow comedians, people in the industry, that were on Zoom. And it was just so much fun to be in this Zoom room with, I would say, I don't know, 50 to 75 other comedians and supporters of the industry. And they HBO sent us this elaborate cocktail package beforehand. And it was worded so, like, I have such an appreciation for good marketing and like for good packaging. And the packaging was very simple. It was like, usually this would be hosted in a comedy club where there's a 2-drink minimum. So we're sending you the 2-drink minimum home as you experience the HBO Latino stand-up competition from the privacy of your home over Zoom. And it was this really delicious mango tequila concoction that we were all drinking. And shout out to the winners, Abby Sanchez and Cisco Duran. And also to our girl, Sasha Mercy, who was one of the contestants. She did an amazing job, as well as the other two comedians. And it's really a wonderful platform to elevate comedians in the space. I'm going to make one call out, and I do this so often. Ladies, we have work to do. Female comedians, this is a call to arms. Like, we have work to do. I'll just leave it at that. You know, this is a very male dominated space, and we have got to do everything in our power to help flatten that curve.
Wow.
And Jamie, I know you were a part of this too. You unfortunately couldn't make it, but you're close to this competition.
I missed the cutoff for the invite, so I was past the date where I was supposed to RSVP. I did go, you know, the regular folk could go see it on YouTube Live. And it's interesting because now, you know, with the way everything is now, people are watching it. The audience is in their Zooms at home, you know, and there's TVs everywhere and everybody's just watching it through their laptop. So it's a weird way to do stand up, and so I definitely got to give props to the people this year because it's not ideal to do it that way. You know, it kind of messes with your rhythm a little bit, and so you really kind of have to bring it like extra, you know. Yeah. And so because you're not gonna have the crowd energy to help you kind of reach the finish line, but so I definitely give props to the five comics that did it this year because it's a very unique year. But yeah, we love it. We love Latinos kind of moving forward and making us laugh.
Mm. Hey, that like, sounds familiar. Exactly. Is that a show mantra?
Yeah.
Look, I know it's tattooed on your forearm, but you shouldn't overuse it. You know
it's in Chinese letters though, so
Oh, I have it in Hebrew. Frank, yeah. What language do you have it in?
Yeah. Hold on. It's a jailhouse tattoo. Hold on. Let me read it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
It's hard to read. It's on his back. It's hard to read.
It's backwards. Hold on. I'll let you know.
He needs a mirror. He needs a mirror.
Yeah, I need a mirror.
And now it's time to look in the mirror and reflect on some Bolchicha Bites.
All right.
I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bolchicha Bites. I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bolchicha Bites.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Jamie. What's up, brother? What's going on?
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I was in the neighborhood.
Oh, sweet. Kind of.
Thought I'd stop by.
Great.
Guys, so I know we were talking about sports. I don't want to bore you, Rachel, because I have another sports story in this.
It's okay.
The first bite. But this is not really about sports as much as it is about society and how hopefully changing for the better. The Cleveland Indians, a baseball team, Rachel. They are changing their name. They're finally getting rid of the word Indians from their name.
Wow.
And it only took 105 years.
Right.
Because that's how long they've had the Indians name. And, you know, there's been people have been clamoring. Yes, I'm using the word clamoring. Clamoring. Yeah, thank you. For Cleveland to change their name for a while now, because, you know, it's kind of not been, you know, politically correct to use the term. And it hasn't been for a while. I would say maybe 15, 20 years. And yet Cleveland has just been very stubborn. And they're like, no, this is our team. The fans have been stubborn. And they just been like, no, you're not going to change the name of our team. We're the Indians. But today it's finally happened, you know, and I think it's a step in the right direction.
Wow. Finally.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if we have any listeners in Cleveland. If we do, hi. But I feel like Cleveland as a whole is really behind on the times. No offense to Cleveland, you know?
I mean, but if you change this, Jamie, you're going to have to change like Aunt Jemima. You're going to have to change.
Well, they did change Aunt Jemima. Well,
They changed it?
No.
Where you been, Frank?
They didn't change the name, but they took the picture of the woman who kind of resembled someone who might have been a slave back in the day.
Right.
And so now it's just, it could be any aunt. Aunt Jemima could be any aunt. It doesn't have to be.
Tia Jemima.
Yeah, exactly.
about Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're going to have to change him too.
The Colonel?
The Colonel, yeah.
Well, you now they got that, Mario Lopez playing Colonel Sanders. You saw that Lifetime movie? Yeah. It's like, I don't know what that was about. I mean, I don't know. I don't even think, I don't know if that's a step in the right direction, but it's something. Check it out. I mean, the Indians name, like, okay, Indian by itself is questionable, right? Like some Native Americans, they're just not going to be a fan of that. But what's worse was that they had a mascot called Chief Wahoo.
Oh God.
And it looked like a very problematic caricature, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that was, you see the fans waving that, you know, the picture of that Chief Wahoo and all that stuff. And I don't know. I'd feel uncomfortable if I was.
You think it's time like for my mom to stop calling me Moreno or Negro, you know, because Spanish, you know, the Latin people, we call each other that. Like, you think we got to stop doing that?
That's a whole other bag of Uncle Ben's rice to sort through. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's a whole other level. That's a whole other level because, I mean, if there was a team called the New York Morenos, then be like,
oh, my God.
Maybe we should change the name of the team. You know what I mean? But if it's like between family members, I mean, family members, they have, you know, freedom to say whatever they want to.
I mean, they call my brother Chino. I don't know if that's, you know, that's racist.
Well, look, keep it within your family walls and it's fine.
Right.
But you bring it out into the public, then it might be a little problem. It might be a little questionable. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So yeah, look, Cleveland fans, if you want to call them Indians still, you know, in your home while you're watching the game at in your house or in your trailer park, that'd be fine. But like, don't fight this because it's time. Redskins did the same thing.
Right.
The Washington Redskins. I didn't even know what a Redskin is. It just sounds racist. It just sounds like something that, it sounds like somebody would like call out someone in anger, like, get out of here, Redskin.
It's true.
Your Chief Wahoo. Ooh. You know, these things don't sound like cool names to give to people.
Wow.
So I think Cleveland's doing the right thing, but what am I?
That's true.
Who am I to judge?
We are living through such dynamic times. Like, we're seeing things change. Like, I'm not trying to get all Frankspiracy on us, but wow, the world is turning. And it's like turning fast. All of a sudden, things that we never thought would change, things that we thought were like in stone, are not etched in stone so much. Or we're putting white out on the stones all of a sudden, and like reinventing history. So weird.
This is the age of canceling, right? Canceling stuff. Sometimes it's warranted. Sometimes it's just times change, so you got to change with it. Other times it's like, all right, damn, really? Right. People offended about that shit? But like, it's who's to say?
I still cannot call the Battery Tunnel the Hugh L. Carey Tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one change that I, as a New Yorker, I like. Okay, no offense to Hugh L. Carey. I love like Drew Carey, so it's like cool when I see the Carey name and Jim Carey. But like, I can't. And the same goes. The same kind of holds true for the Ed Koch Bridge. Like, rest in peace. But it's the fucking 59th Street Bridge, people, and it always will be in my eyes and on my wheels.
Leave it alone, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta leave it alone. That's the moral of the story. Sometimes you gotta leave it alone.
Yep.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
You know the rest. Yeah, that's the rest.
But I do agree with the Indians changing their name. I think they should have done it a long time ago. There's so many names out there. You can name it anything. And I don't even think, is there any actual Native Americans really? The population in Cleveland, there's probably a low Native American population in Cleveland.
I don't know, but I did hear that you can get a carton of cigarettes real cheap.
Yeah.
From the Cleveland Indians.
I have reservations about that joke.
Jamie!
The next bite, there's a woman and she's suing her boyfriend for not proposing after 8 years.
Damn! Go on, girl. You go, girl. What happened?
First of all, I hope my.
I know.
He didn't read this story.
Oh my god, are you the defendant?
I need some assistance. Legal assistance. If you have any legal assistance, you can provide for me right now.
That's good. 8 years is not bad. What are you crying about,
Frank?
8 years is a long time. You guys think? You think really?
Let's just get through the news bite and then enough
to bring him to court. Yeah. But check it out. Look, there's another layer to this, because not only some of it was that, and then also she alleged that after promising he would, he started texting with another woman.
Oh man.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
He's all up in the DMs of someone else after 8 years. So she said he has never been serious. That is why I brought him to court, because I deserve to know the way forward and our future.
Mm.
Is she suing for an engagement ring? I'm not quite sure what her motives are here. Sorry, come again? I want him to put a ring on it, Your Honor. Or is she on some like, I want to expose his ass, Your Honor? Like, is it romantic or is it on?
I think she just wants a ring.
You think I'm stupid?
I think she wants a ring. I just think she's doing it for the ring. You know?
Rachel, as a woman, how long before the man has to put a ring on? I mean, you're walking out. How long?
Ay, Dios mío, Frank.
5 years, 4 years. Because I mean, I milked it. I milked it like for almost 10 years when I did it. But what is a good, like, What's your cutoff point? Like, every woman has a different cutoff point.
Exactamente. I can't set or state a a threshold that all women have to abide by, or like that we have this like rule, if he don't put a ring on it in 5.7 years, then you can leave. Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Every situation has its own situation.
That's true.
But yo,
maybe more women is going to follow this woman's, you know, advice, you know, kind of her solution to it, you know, and you're going to be like, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? And the guy's going to be like, yeah, I mean, the court says I have to.
That's one way to do it. I mean, you know, there are other ways to, like, yes, this is your baby, so you have to put a ring on. You know what I'm saying? There's other ways to do it outside of court, but the court way actually sounds not so bad.
Wow.
Wow. Well, Judge Judy, get Judge Judy on that. That'd be an interesting episode to watch. Final bite. A New York City paramedic, she started an OnlyFans account, and now she's worried about losing her job.
Uh-oh.
Bruh.
The New York Post reported today that they had her picture up, and she needed to do it to make ends meet. That's why she had this OnlyFans side gig.
So she had like a pictures on Instagram of her like picking up like patients, like, you know, with sexy clothes or something.
No, I mean, she, you know, she's separating the patient stuff from the sexy stuff. She's not guy like, giving lap dances to, like, you know, people in the waiting room in the hospital or anything.
So I administered CPR while rubbing my toto all over him, and it really brought him back to life in two ways.
I'm an essential twerker. Okay.
An essential twerker? What's wrong with you?
Look, she's, I think the biggest, and as people were pointing this out, I think the biggest story here is that she ain't getting paid enough, you know, as a nurse, that she needs to do something like this.
Yeah.
Why aren't you paying our essential workers? Hello.
Hello.
You know, and look, after spending all these essential workers in the hospitals, they gotta wear that heavy, like outbreak suits, you know what I'm saying? They cover everything. So she probably, when she gets home, she just wants to like take it off.
That's like a little
literally
in front of a camera on her bed, you know, sprawled out. But you know,
and still, who doesn't want to see a nurse undress after a hard day on the shift?
Oof! Wow.
I'm not a dude, but I'm just saying, there's a reason why sexy nurses keep appearing every Halloween. Don't you think?
Good point, Rachel.
Frank, if you want to check her out, her Twitter handle is Foxy Llama.
Foxy Llama, thank you. I'm checking her after the show.
And I am certainly not mad at anybody on OnlyFans, okay? I'm doing some research. That's all I'm going to say.
OnlyFans, people be making money off of OnlyFans. Like, she's one of her services is an offer to watch a 16-second shower for $10.
Wow. Listen,
that's a good amount of time. It's not too much. You're not overstaying your welcome with the shower. Yeah. It's just enough to get the soap on there. You know, maybe a shampoo, not enough for conditioner. And then, $10 a pop, she's getting.
And you have to shower anyway, right?
Yeah. Right.
So
why not, like, have a little perfect audience?
Guys,
why not have a paid audience?
Guys, they used to have that in Times Square back in the days. You would put in like a quarter and a little thing will come up and you'll see a girl like sleeping, and you have to put a quarter like every minute or two or it will go down and you would just see her sleeping.
Peep shows.
Touching herself, and you have to keep on putting quarters. If not, she would shut down.
I remember going to Sue's Rendezvous and seeing the shower, and I was like, there's a shower in here. That's amazing. Wow. Strip club up in, okay, next topic.
I mean, just to end on this topic and to end the bites, I don't think she should be shamed, right? You know what I'm saying? Let her do her thing.
Yeah. Okay?
If it's paying the bills, you know, shower away.
Can I shout out a podcast real quick that I listened to about this topic specifically? Yeah. Check out the Slutpreneur podcast.
Slutpreneur.
Instead of entrepreneur, Slutpreneur.
Slutpreneur.
What are they talking about, Rachel?
Okay, she is, I forget her name, but she is a, I don't know if she's a porn star, but she's in the biz. And she also has like a whole line of 420 gear and accessories. Her story is very interesting. And I listened to an episode about starting your OnlyFans page. And she breaks it down So if any of you out there are interested in learning how to monetize on OnlyFans, check out this podcast, the Slutpreneur Podcast. And, you know, I'm doing the research because obviously here on the podcast, we want to be educated about the topics that we're talking about. And like OnlyFans is one that is mind-blowing and fascinating. She talks about how like men pay her in the upwards of $400, $500 for a bottle of her spit. You know, whoa, like she will mail a small bottle of her saliva to the highest bidder for them to do lo que quiera.
Wow. Yum, yum.
How much you think people would pay to see me eat Oreos?
I don't know if that should be on the menu.
that's the only idea for an OnlyFans page. Me just eating Oreos for like, let's give it 40 seconds. 40 seconds.
Jamie, there are freaks out there. So all you need is a few and you'll make some extra money on the side.
Thanks for the confidence booster, yeah. Rachel. And those are the bites for this week.
Yes, which means now it's time for Frankspiracy News.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frankspiracy News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. Guys, today I got something a little different. I'm going to start the segment off with asking you a question. Guys, what animal, or it could be an insect, is the most dangerous to any human being or kills the most human beings in the whole wide world? One answer, guys.
Mosquito.
How the fuck? Rachel, you fucking intelligent.
Shut up, I'm right. Shut up, I'm right.
Shut up.
Jamie, I love trivia. Like, I don't know. Hello. Good morning. Yeah,
I was gonna say python or some shit.
Oh, Jamie, it's mosquito. Mosquitoes kill over 1 million people around the whole earth, guys.
I'm scared to death of mosquitoes.
Wait, how? Because I get bit. Like, I'm scared now. Like, what do they do?
Guys, I don't want to scare you even further, but my fake news for today, the title of it is called Bill Gates and his super mosquito.
Bill Gates. I don't want to get you nervous, but
Bill Gates, like, I mean, guys, from last year I've been talking about Bill Gates. I know everybody has seen Bill Gates with this whole your vaccines, and you know, I spoke about ID 2020 last year, how you're gonna have to have your vaccination papers to travel. And he's all in on. And guys, Bill Gates is into making GMO mosquitoes. This thing has happened like maybe like 3 or 4 years ago while the Zika virus is going on.
Mm-hmm.
He created this mosquito that would like impregnate the female. And after it impregnates them, it kills them. Okay. Yes. So he was like one of the first ones to do that. He did this with this company called OXI Tech, OxyTech Company. Okay. And right now they're redoing something like really different right now. He's taking it to another level. Guys, I don't know if you've ever seen the TED Talks with Bill Gates. Have you ever seen those?
No.
Jamie, you never seen those?
No.
He talks a lot about population control and how we have to manage it as a world. And he's going to, you know, control the population with mosquitoes, guys.
Wait, so he's making these like super mosquitoes to hurt us, to kill us?
Not to kill us. He wants to control mosquitoes so they don't spread diseases and kill people. And
why do you think with his mosquitoes inside the apartment, they're always attracted to the computer screen?
Oh, shit.
Wow. Hello, people.
Wow.
They were made by Bill Gates.
That's a good one, Rachel. I'm going to have to look for that. That's deep. That's really deep. But I'm going to take it a little further than this, Rachel. He's doing this new one that they're saying, I mean, there's people in Florida right now. He's doing this new thing. And this company on their website, people are going at it, and some people are saying that he's going to actually start administrating the vaccine via mosquitoes.
Oh, my God. Think about it. It's kind of gross what mosquitoes do. It's disgusting.
I mean, right? But think about it. It's going to just spread all over. You don't even need to get the vaccine, Rachel and Jamie. The mosquitoes will give it to us eventually.
I don't know about you guys, but every single time that I get a mosquito bite, I do the sign of the cross in it. And that's not just to do away with the like sting and the itch. You know, they say to make the sign of the cross with your fingernail. Yeah, I do it because I pray to God that it's not one of those like super mosquitoes administering some kind of something. Zika, Lika, Freaka, whatever it is.
Dua Lipa. Do these super mosquitoes have like little capes and shit?
Well, kind of. They're like, yo, they're genetically made to like, they almost programmed whatever specific thing. So they could create these mosquitoes to actually administer and give you the actual vaccine for the coronavirus. They're developing it. He gave $7 million to this company.
This seems more complicated than just getting a vaccine, regular needle into wherever they put it in. But if this feels like, oh, let me just go to the doctor, get the shot, or let me like walk into an army of mosquitoes who are going to infect me for God knows where in my body. I'd rather go with option A.
Yeah, you just douse yourself in something sweet, spray a lot of hairspray on your hair, the mosquitoes will come to you, boy. They love me.
I mean, in DR, they, you know, after a while, they don't even bite you. They like new meat, you know what I mean? You get used to it.
They're like tourists.
But in saying that, guys, this is new to me. Like, I think eventually this is going to be the way to actually administer something like, you know, some of you don't want to take it. Like, you know what? Why not spread a whole bunch of mosquitoes throughout the cities? And you know what? You don't have to vaccinate people. The mosquitoes will do it for you, you know?
This is interesting, Frank, because this makes sense. Bill Gates was on CNN the other day. And he was talking about, even with the vaccines, he doesn't see like us getting back to normal for another year.
Wow.
But him saying that means that he's trying to lessen the impact of the vaccine so he could come in and be like, yo, but what about my super mosquitoes?
There you go.
You know, I think he's doing a little bit of, misdirection.
There you go. There you go. Guys, we're moving into this new era and there's going to be new things like this. Like, you know, you don't even need to go to your doctor anymore. The mosquitoes will do it for you.
I wish the mosquitoes could administer something better, you know, like the flu shot, you know, right. Or like tetanus, you know, or like mojo. Because sometimes I lose my mojo. Send a mosquito my way to just give me back my mojo. You know, like that'd be easy.
Viagra.
Ooh, good one.
It'd be like, yo, where's the mosquito? I got my pants off. Where's the mosquitoes at?
Or while I was undergoing IVF, I had to inject myself daily several times. So it would have been nice to have a mosquito to just administer all the hormones for in vitro fertilization.
Thank you, Rachel. You're getting it right now. Now you see what I'm coming at right now. Like, you know what I mean? This technology is going to go to the point that we don't even need to go to the doctor. They just spray these mosquitoes. These mosquitoes are actually made. They're tiny. You could go online and see it. And they could go out there and actually just, I can actually mosquito and just give you a shot of whatever it needs to give you and move on to the next human being and do the same thing over and over and over. It's amazing.
In New York, he should give it to roaches because then everybody would get that shit.
Exactly.
Uptown, downtown, yeah. Midtown.
Easy access. Gross. Guys, and this is the fake news for this week, guys.
Wow, Frank. Wow.
Wow. So we're going from mosquitoes to moms. That's right, y'all. It's time for some Mama D.
Wow. Been a minute.
Mama D, time for some Mama D with Rachel LaLoca. All right, guys. Yes. This is the Momity segment with yours truly, Rachel LaLoca. I'm a mom and a comedian, so sometimes Momity just comes out of my household hourly. Okay,
just play one on a podcast, right? You are actually a mom. You're a licensed mom.
Yes, I'm a certified mom, mother, and motherfucker. So yeah, that's me. Okay, so, you know, I have to give props to Jamie because I was like, I want to do a Momity segment. And he's like, well, you know, it's the holidays. So maybe you could talk about like Momity Christmas prep and Momity holiday prep. And boy, do I have a Christmas list of Momity prep for you guys. Okay, first thing I want to talk about is the infamous Elf on the Shelf. All right. Now, true talk. I am always going to give you true talk. Okay, you guys know the story, right? The story goes that the elf, he's on the shelf. He reports into Santa, goes to the North Pole. Mm. He tells Santa whether the kids are good or bad. He comes back in a different shelf, a different place, on a different shelf in the apartment. Okay. Now, parents, I don't know if you could feel me on this, but like, sometimes I fall asleep right after I put the kids to sleep and I forget to move the fucking elf. You know what I'm saying? So he stays in the same place for two nights at a time. And then I got to come up with some lame excuse the next day as to why the elf hasn't moved. Because, you know, Donovan, the five-year-old's like, Mommy, the elf's in the same place as yesterday. He's very perceptive. You know, I mean, I understand. It's whatever. So I want to share those lame excuses with you guys, the parents out there and the aunts and the uncles and the cousins, just in case you need some excuses as to why the elf on the shelf didn't leave or why he didn't move from where he was. Okay, so the first excuse that I used was, I said, the elf did not move because he needed to concentrate on you for one more night before he reported into Santa. Okay?
I like it. I like
all
it.
Right? He needed another night or day or day and night, Kid Cudi, of analyzation of your behavior. Okay? Thank you. I thought that was pretty creative. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another excuse to you got for you guys to use. Excuse number two, the elf, like all of us, he overslept. He overslept, mm-hmm. He missed his portal. Mm-hmm. He missed his portal arrival time and has to wait for the next portal call time tonight to get to the North Pole. So like this portal call times, you know what I'm saying?
But then that one, it's like now the kid thinks his elf is like a slacker.
Right.
You know, it's going to put like a bad.
Yeah, but would I rather him think the elf is a slacker or his mom is a slacker? Elf, right. Jamie. Hello. Right.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. But good point. Excuse number three, and this one went over really well, was that the elf changed his work shift. You know, all the elves can't get back to the North Pole at the same time because the line will be down the block like City MD for a COVID test, and right. Santa won't get to everybody, and then it's going to be admission gods, it's going to be crazy unorganization. So, like, they have to report in at different time intervals, thus allowing for organization once all the elves arrive at the North Pole.
Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And being in the city, he'll get it.
So far, these excuses are going over well. You're welcome. Okay. The second thing I want to talk about, momity holiday prep, is okay, there are some budget cuts going on here this year. Mm. Okay. True talk, the live events industry is dead. And live events was a very large portion of my income personally. And so that portion of income is also deceased. So I have an announcement. This is something that I've never done before having children. I guess I've never done it before, except for when I was without kids. So I've been doing this for 6 years and I'm going public with it right now. Are you guys ready?
Go ahead. What's going on?
I will not be doing custom photo Christmas cards this year.
Oh, well,
take a few deep breaths. It helped me when I came to this decision. It's a big one.
Rachel, I got like the last two or three that you sent me of the kids.
You know, I wish I could say that's accurate, but you've been on the Christmas card list since Donovan was born. You've been on the list since birth announcement.
I know. I got
every year for the last five.
I got them up by my mirror. I see them.
And it's something that I take so much pride in. There's so many like embellishments, the foil, you know, you can get the custom envelopes. You can do six pictures. You can do two pictures. Like, me not doing Christmas cards, okay, I don't want to get into it too deep because whatever, but one of the best things about the holiday season to me is like getting these cards from my friends. You know, like I've already started to get a few and I usually hang them in a nice like fashion as an archway in my home during the holiday season. And I have to be honest, like I know not sending custom photo Christmas cards of my kids this year may have some repercussions. And I have yet another list of repercussions. Okay. So first of all, I'm going to be taking off some lists. I'm no longer going to be a recipient on some of these people's lists. Like once I stop the sending, I'm going to also like halt the receiving.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. That's
only fair. Only fair.
Big moves. Big moves this year.
It's something I have to live with, though. You know what I mean? You know, the other thing is I'm not going to walk away with a dope ass picture of my kids for holiday 2020, because usually we get the photographs taken professionally, and there's no way in the world that I'm going to a JCPenney right now. No way.
Yeah.
So first time breaking that tradition too. And lastly, I, you know, speaking of tradition, I also take this as a bit of a failure in some regards, because I'm the one that adheres to tradition the most in this household. And here I am breaking one.
Wow. Don't feel like that, Rachel. What are you going to do to replicate, you know, are you going to take a picture like you guys? What are you going to do? Yeah. Like,
what's love that question. I love that question. Okay. So what I am going to do is I am going to take some pictures with my iPhone myself. I took one of these Apple classes on how to take family portraits with the iPhone XR. Such a nerd. But I'm going to try to do it myself. I'm going to put it on social media, and I'm just going to make this PSA and saying, look, there was budget cuts. I can no longer print 200 Christmas cards. The money's not coming in like it used to be. So Merry Christmas. Here's a picture of my kids for you to see their growth and their holiday cheer. But you're not getting something printed this year. And guess what? We're also saving some trees, which feels good. So I'm sorry to all the recipients, but I have one more topic on Momity that I want to cover. And it's very important. The last topic is holiday spirit. And there's not very many jokes attached to this one. Okay. Sometimes it's hard to conjure up the strength under these trying times to elevate the spirits and insert the holiday magic. Alexa helps, believe it or not. Just ask Alexa to play some. Connecting to the internet. I don't know if you just heard my Alexa. She doesn't really help because she's having trouble connecting to the internet. Thanks, Alexa.
She's always listening. She's always listening.
Perfectly cued, not connected to the internet, but she does help. All you have to do is ask Alexa to play some Christmas music, and you'd be surprised at how mood altering it is, or Kwanzaa music or Hanukkah music or whatever it is that you celebrate. The other thing is, and it's so simple, you guys, seriously, just remind yourself in your head about all those blessings that you have already received. That's it. Merry Christmas, my friends. Merry Momity.
That's important for moms and dads. If dads, if you're listening, this is great advice all around. Eloeros, we got to tell you about a new sponsor called Angela's Dominican Cake Mix. You heard me right. Now you can make Dominican cakes in the comfort of your own home thanks to Angela's Dominican Cake Mix. Usually I have to crash Dominican baby showers to get a really good Dominican cake, but not now thanks to Angela. I mean, Frank, is this not a game changer?
Jamie, this is groundbreaking. I can't wait. I just remember when I was a kid and my mother used to bake cakes for us on our birthdays, and now we can actually have it like when I was a kid. I can't wait, guys. This is amazing.
You guys, for me to get a Dominican cake, it's really hard. Like, there's no bakeries around here. So normally I'd have to go all the way up to the Heights and wait on a long line. But now I don't have to wait on any more lines, because all I got to do is go online to angelasbakery.com/loud. And guys, I heard that there's a special offer just for our Eloeleros on that URL. Did you hear that, Jamie?
Yes, I did. It's a holiday bundle. And let me tell you what this bundle comes with, all right? You get one box of vanilla cake mix, one box of chocolate cake mix, and a free baking accessory gift, all right? So Angela's hooking you up with something to actually make the cake with as a free gift.
I think I know what I'm buying everybody in my family, especially those that are outside of New York that don't have access to a Dominican bakery.
I totally agree. This is like so easy. I know what to get like everyone this year. This is like really simple.
Right. And after you get the holiday bundle, when you go back to angelasbakery.com/loud, you'll get 10% off of your reorder.
Rachel, that is a bargain.
Gifts on gifts on gifts, people. Check it out at angelasbakery.com/loud.
All right, guys. Right now it's time for Que Lo Que. Un, dos, tres, vamos a bailar otra vez. Que lo que, 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 que lo que. Un, dos, tres, meneate otra vez. Que lo que, 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 que lo que.
Guys, let me start it out. Much love to our peeps at Hierro.com, the lifestyle and news platform for Latino men. Okay, with the coquito, pasteles, and pavo comes holiday weight gain.
Ooh.
Okay? Mm-mm. So, you know, visit Hierro.com And they're going to give you some tips on how to avoid the dreaded holiday heavies. Ooh, holiday heavies. That's catchy. Not in a positive way. You know, you don't want the holiday heavies, but still fun to say. Yeto.com. Thank you. And, you know, they're always there for the great info. Right. And if you want to follow me, Jay Ferns, Instagram, J_Ferns, Twitter.
Awesome.
And Frank, que lo que?
My que lo que for this week, I'm going to give a que lo que to an event they're having up in the Heights. It's called the Christmas Cash Relief Fund. They're trying to raise $2,000, just $2,000. It's for 10 families that they're going to give $200 for, you know, this year being with, you know, everything that's going on. They want to give this to, like, families that don't have the food, don't have the recourse to, you know, give out to everyone. And, you know, you guys can reach out to Bianca Pink on Instagram. That's P-I-A-N-C-A Pink. Reach out to her. Give a donation, $10, $5, $1, doesn't matter. It's for the Christmas spirit. Thank you.
That's what's up. Let's shout out Uptown Collective. Guess who's back? The dynamic duo of Lexi Glass are back with another gem, the Pad EP. This is a raw, undiluted, instrumental hip hop that you can really vibe with. So go to UptownCollective.com to check that out. You can follow me at Rachel La Loca. Want to shout out the Twitter voices people, Goddess Rivera and Buki, for sending over some Twitter swag after being a part of that Twitter voices event that I did a few weeks ago. And to all the comedians out there producing content, even through these trying times, shout out to y'all. And to HBO Latino for moving comedians forward. And for us, I mean, we're here. We're going to be here with you through the holidays. You're going to hear episodes every week, and please follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud on Instagram. Hit us up on the socials. We love you guys. On that holiday note, we are out.